Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, north of Bangor, and today I'm here in my kitchen in Millinocket, Maine. My guest today is John DeSantis, who just ran for town council. Today, John and I are going to be talking about the school committee and their apparent idea to have kids from China come over here and go to school in Millinocket. So John will explain that more. Hi, John. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good today. I got a little cold. But anyways, talking on that subject, what I can't understand, why they put the cot in front of the horse by not getting with the townspeople first and sending Ken Smith, the superintendent, to China. I can't understand that. That should have been discussed way ahead of time with the townspeople.
Well, who paid for that trip?
My understanding, come out of the money that we give the school. The money's...
The school budget.
School budget.
That just went up.
It just
went,
yeah.
Because of the backhoe.
Yeah.
And the phone.
And, yeah, all the different things.
And
that,
the boiler.
Yeah, and Toad Pond camp that they have up there. You know, a lot of things, that they're doing a lot of things that's got nothing to do with educating our students. And I'd like to get the bottom of this, and we need the money to educate the students. We don't need to bring in any more new students, especially coming out of China. And really, if you look at it right now, we've been in the news all the way from California, Times. I see it in the Houston paper my brother sent up to me. And the other side is nobody in Millinocket. I had been interviewed on it, and everybody that I talked to, they don't like the idea. And one of the biggest reasons I see is that our enrollment in school is going down. We're going to lose approximately 68 students. We'll bring us down into the 400 mark and 450, 60 or 70 students this year.
In all the grades.
In all the grades. We got two schools, which really don't make sense. We got two schools, Stearns High, which holds approximately 1,300 students. We have the Granite Street School, was built in 19 in the 60s, that hold 650 students. And with all the money that they've been wasting, it seems so they would have trimmed up one school to take care of them all. I think it's a big waste of money.
Now, we've tried to get that done, right? I mean, there's been an effort to close Granite Street and move everybody over to Stearns.
Well, there's not really been an effort to do that, you know, but somebody in the near future has got to do that. The biggest reason why they're doing all this and bringing in the kids is that we're going to have to lay off some people. You know, you're shutting down one school. The budget's so large over there, it's over half the town budget goes to the school. And just to keep on people to work, the taxpayers are going to spend their money. You know, that's not right. They should be trimming down, getting into one school, and do whatever they can to save the taxpayers money. It's going over. Everybody's trying to save the government, the state, and Millinocket. It seems over. We just keep on spending.
Yeah.
You know? They think that mill is still running up there, but my understanding, and that don't look too good in the future either. So,
well, the thing about bringing students from China over here is that now I know you talk to a lot of people mm-hmm. in town. What are they saying, and what do you think about the idea, which I guess is what they're going on, that since we have fewer students, we should pull students from somewhere else?
I don't think that's right. Especially pulling students from a country that's communist. And they're going to be mixing in with your students. Do you want them to be talking to your kids about how the communist life is over there? Is it better? Do you want them mixing in with our students? I don't think that's right to do that.
Well, John, you were at the council meeting when Dr. Smith came back with
right.
his report from China.
Right.
Now, just to let our listeners know, apparently the school decided they were going to send somebody over to China to see
right.
about whether or not it's feasible to do a school here
right.
and bring students over from China
right.
here to Millinocket.
Right.
I was not at the council meeting where he came back and gave his report. Can you give us a...
Well,
brief idea?
The breakdown on that is we went through the town council meeting. And it seems so, you know, we have a lot of older people going there, 70s and 75, 80 years old, and they're standing back waiting for, you know, the talk to get over with from Ken, the superintendent, what he talked about in China. When we get up, when I get up to ask questions, I was shut right off and said that I couldn't talk, we couldn't talk about it. You know, here we have a council meeting. What's the rush that somebody can't get up and talk a couple of minutes on that subject? I didn't think that was right for the chairman, John Davis, to get up and shut the retirees off up there from not talking. That's not right. That's, you know, that's dictatorship up there, and we don't need that. We've had it before, and it didn't work here in this town. So I think that when people go to a town meeting, we ought to be involved in what's going on, all of it. And if we have questions to ask, we should be doing it, not at a later date. If it's right there on the floor, you should be doing it right there. That's my opinion on that.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to ask? Do you remember?
You know, who gave him the authority to do all this stuff?
So we still don't know the answer to that?
I don't know the answer to that. They say once you turn your money, the school budget over, they can do whatever they want with that school budget money. And I don't think that's right either. I think that when you take half of what we're getting in the town of Millinocket, our taxes, and putting it over the school, I think the townspeople's got should have something to say about it, where it's going. I want my money to go on education. I don't need my money going elsewhere. I said, we got kids coming out of our schools that have to take a course in the summer to know how to read. And we want that? And I said, we got teachers in there that I don't think they went through all the college that they should have. We should have teachers in there that know how to teach, all right? Not just to have a certification. So that's my opinion on it. And if you want to get good educated students, we're going to have good educated teachers here that can teach the new technology and the old technology. A mixture, right.
So, John, my understanding is you've talked to some of the people on the school board?
I talked to Arnold Hopkins, and at the time, he at the time that I talked to him, I don't believe he was in favor of it. And I'd run into Ken Smith, the superintendent, and I gave him my opinion about the whole thing, and he really didn't have much to say. He said I was right. The paper I gave to him about one of the professors was over in China for 17 years, he said it wasn't a good idea. I let him have the paper. He read it.
But he had no comment on that?
No, he didn't have no comment.
So do you have any idea of where they plan to house these students, or how they plan to accommodate their living here, or is it dorms?
All
or?
Of a sudden, it's going to be 8, and then it's 200, and then it's 500. Nobody really knows how many students we're going to get. And the other thing was brought up, I was going to ask the question. One thing, it didn't cost us, going to cost us anything. And at the meeting that night when he was talking about it, he said we might have to pay half of an interpreter.
Who might?
China pays for one half, we pay for the other half. Good interpreter?
Why would we do that? Did he say?
So do you interpret Chinese from, you know, the language back and forth? An interpreter, that's what he does.
Are there a lot of people in town who speak Chinese?
Well, you want them speaking correct Chinese, correct English, because that's what you're teaching our kids. I would imagine you'd have an educated person to...
But there's nobody here we know.
I don't know, and I imagine if you get somebody to come in town to do that... Cost the taxpayers $100,000 or $200,000, probably. I don't know.
So what do you think needs to be done then, John? I mean, obviously you don't think this is...
I think this whole program should be scrapped. And I think they should be... Millinocket should be putting our money into our kids. Education. New technology. That's what we need. We don't need tractors and all the different equipment. All the stuff that stuff handles... The town does that. We've got public works. We never had... have a tractor or a snow blower or a backhoe or all that other things that they're getting over there. The town public workers used to do all that. We got two schools right now, and both on ground level. Back we had five schools here in town, St. Martin, four other ones, and we had the public works take care of them all. And now we only got two schools and we need all kinds of equipment.
Did you ask Dr. Smith about that?
He's new to the scene, so beyond him. That was already bought before he even got here.
Now, you've talked to some of the townspeople.
Yep.
And how do they feel about this
project? The ones I bump into feel the same way. It's that don't think it's a very good idea. And when you get right into it and you talk about the school levels and the education levels, they're saying put the money
here.
You're here for the kids, not all the six.
Well, are they planning to have a vote on this of the people, not the school board, but are the people going to have a say in this?
I don't know. I mentioned it to the town, the town manager. It should be public. You should be able to go to a council meeting and bring it up at the council meeting and where it would be on TV if it's going to be challenged or find out what they're going to do more. You know, nothing's been said now for 2 weeks, but it's all in the papers that the Chinese are coming.
In the other papers that aren't...
Other papers, yeah.
Not the Bangor Daily.
Not the Bangor Daily. But like I said, it's when he first went over there, that paper and what they've said here went all through the United States.
Right. I read some of those articles.
Yeah.
The New York Times,
yeah.
Houston Chronicle, I think this is one of the San Francisco papers. Yeah.
And I think I'd advise people to look in there and with their computers and everything and talk to some of these people that teach it over there if it's a good idea. And you're going to find out that a lot of people are saying it's not a very good idea to have the people over here at this time.
Okay.
I think the big thing is we ought to take care of our own borders. It's time to shut the borders off to everybody coming in the United States. And, you know, my opinion is that back here a few years ago, we educated a lot of people, Iran, Iraq, where we are with them right now.
Yep.
Some people come over here and get educated, and now we're fighting them. And that's where we're at. And I think Maine ought to take a good look at bringing anybody in from the United States right now.
From outside?
From outside the United States.
Let me ask you this. Has there been a vote? Is there a way to do a petition to countermand this?
There's been no vote on it. And like I say, that it's going to be put out in the paper that let people know that the townspeople wasn't even properly notified before the school board let it out. They put the cart, again, ahead of the horse. They do all these things ahead of time. And that's why I say the town has got to be directly involved with where the money is being spent over there. We give them half our money, our tax money, every year, and you tell me that we can't have anything to say where it's going? That's not right.
Well, we've got two school employees on the town council now.
Right.
Isn't that going to be pretty much a big fight?
I think so. We only can see what's going to happen in the future if... When things come up on the school, we're going to see, you know, how they're going to vote on different things.
Are they allowed to vote on those things?
Oh, yeah. They have a right to, they're representing the town. They have a right to vote if they want to.
On the council?
Well, on the council, right.
Okay.
But my opinion, I think that, I don't think it's a good idea, but not just to keep people working. Our taxes, I feel that if we went the normal route, and shut the schools off and cut some down that money, our taxes should be cut down big time.
Well, you've talked to some people about closing down Granite Street School,
right.
and putting those kids over in Stearns, right?
Right.
And what has the response been to that?
Well, they said they don't want the kids mixing, but when I talked to the superintendent of state schools back here a year ago, and they said they've been doing it all over the state. The smaller kids mixing with the bin, and no problem.
Our country pretty much started out like that.
Exactly.
You know, in the same room.
Right. We started out with having anywhere from 35 to 50 kids in a room. So, and I don't think it's a big problem. If all the money they've been spending now, they could have split that school over there at Stearns High and had them on one side and the older group on the other side, because we're wasting a lot of money. And, like I said, in the run of two more years, are you going to keep two schools open for 300 or 400 kids? It don't make sense to me.
Well, I don't think making sense is one of the priorities.
No, spending money.
Yeah.
They like to spend money in Millinocket, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Millinocket lets them.
Yeah. time to put a stop to it.
Well, okay, John. Is there anything else you think that my listeners should know?
No. The thing is that everybody ought to take a strong look at what's going on in this country. And if we can save money at the government or the state or the town level, we should be doing it right now. Times are not going to get any better in the future. That's all I got to say. We got a new governor. Hopefully he's going to help us.
Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.
And I hope you all enjoyed that interview. That was John DeSantis, from a retired mill worker from Millinocket, Maine. This is Michelle Anderson, and I hope that you'll be listening the next time when we talk to people about the things that are important to us north of Bangor.